There's a new study out that finds that 7 out of 10 new pickup trucks produced by North America will be aluminum-bodied by 2025. And to get us a little insight into that is the immediate past president of the Aluminum Association. We have Randall Sheps with us joining us this morning. Tell me about this study. What was it? Who commissioned it, and what's the information that came out about it?
Well, we commissioned a third-party researcher called Ducker, and they basically went and talked to all the car makers in North America, talked to them about their aluminum plans, and we were pleasantly surprised by the results. As you mentioned, 7 out of 10 new pickups will have aluminum bodies by 2025. So it's an incredibly historic time for the auto industry, making this shift from steel to aluminum, and consumers will be the beneficiaries.
Randall, what's the driving force behind that?
Well, there's basically two elements. There's the fuel economy regulations, which everyone is probably familiar with, that says that the average has to get to 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025. But then you also have an element of consumer preference. Consumers rate fuel economy very high when they're making purchase decisions for cars. So consumers are choosing cars that get better gas mileage.
When people buy pickup trucks in particular, you hear a lot of people talk about towing capacity, the strength of the pickup truck. How does aluminum come into play?
Well, that's the beauty of using aluminum to make pickup trucks is you don't sacrifice any of those elements of what a pickup truck can do. Towing or hauling or dent resistance, none of that is sacrificed at all. You just get better fuel economy.
Can you talk about the image that aluminum may have? If people said, I have a car made out of aluminum, our day-to-day aluminum is usually with cans and that sort of a thing. Explain
right.
how that they've been able to process, I guess, to create the strength, create the durability, the safety that maybe people are concerned about.
Well, you know, the aluminum that we use in cars is totally, totally different from the aluminum that's used in cans. It's alloyed differently. And a lot of people don't know this, but aluminum is in wide-scale use in military applications. Humvees, Bradley fighting vehicles, all kinds of aluminum armor, fighter jets. So lots of aluminum applications in military, and actually those grades are much more similar to what's used in automotive.
I see also, too, from the study, it mentions the use of aluminum sheet for vehicle bodies will increase to 4 billion pounds by 2025.
That's right.
From 200 million pounds in 2013. That's an incredible increase. Is the production capacity available?
Well, we are investing. Alcoa is investing $600 million here in the U.S. To add capacity to serve the automakers. Our competitors are investing as well. So the aluminum industry is stepping up to make sure that the car makers have the aluminum that they need.
Will these jobs and production be here in the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay. And Ford, I guess, with the F-150, is they're the ones coming on board first, correct?
Yes. In a high volume application, and there have been sports cars and luxury cars that have been all aluminum for 20 plus years, but the F-150 is the first big volume application.
Of course, a lot of people wonder, we mentioned before the strength, the toughness of the vehicle. People are going to wonder about the cost too. What impact will this have on the bottom line?
Well, Ford has said publicly that this new truck will be competitive with other trucks in the marketplace. So they haven't announced pricing, but they've assured the market that it will be competitive.
We're talking today with Randall Sheps, immediate past president of Alcoa. Tell me about what else came out of this study, maybe that was enlightening or encouraging besides that.
Well, a lot of people don't know that about a third of all cars have aluminum hoods today. So you may have an aluminum hood on your car today and not even know it. And by 2025, 85% of all cars will have aluminum hoods on them.
If people want to find out more maybe about this survey or about what's going on with aluminum related to their vehicles, where's a good place for them maybe to check that out?
So we have a website, and it's drivealuminum, one word, .org. So drivealuminum.org.
Randall Sheps, our guest this morning, Media Past President of the Aluminum Association. Thanks for sharing some of the good news with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bruce. My pleasure.